Boyd Gaming to open Cadence Crossing Casino in Henderson on March 25. Boyd Gaming will open Cadence Crossing Casino in Henderson on Wednesday, March 25, marking the launch of a new neighborhood gaming property on Boulder Highway. The opening gives local players a larger casino option and strengthens Boyd's position in a fast-growing residential market. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for 10 a.m., with Henderson officials and Boyd Gaming executives expected to attend ahead of the casino's public opening at noon. New property replaces Joker's Wild. Cadence Crossing takes the place of Joker's Wild, the longtime property that operated at the same site. Construction on the new property began last year when Boyd Gaming broke ground on the Cadence Crossing Casino project in Henderson, marking the start of redevelopment at the site. For Boyd Gaming, the transition is more than a simple rebrand. The new casino significantly expands the offering, with about twice as many slot machines as the old property. The venue will open with more than 450 slot machines, giving it a much broader gaming floor than its predecessor. That alone changes the scale of what Boyd is offering in this part of Henderson. For regular local customers, it means a more modern property with a wider choice of machines and a stronger overall amenity mix. Built for a growing local market. The opening comes at a time when the surrounding area is changing quickly. Residential development, particularly around the Cadence Master Plan community, has become one of the main growth stories in Henderson. That population shift is a major reason Boyd expects the new property to gain traction. Unlike tourist-focused resorts on the Las Vegas Strip, Cadence Crossing is clearly aimed at locals. Its location on Boulder Highway puts it in reach of residents who want a neighborhood casino rather than a destination resort. That local focus is a familiar strategy for Boyd Gaming, which has long emphasized repeat visitation and convenience in southern Nevada. Executives have suggested that this first phase may be only the beginning. If demand continues to grow alongside the surrounding housing market, the site could eventually add more features and amenities. First phase includes gaming, dining, and lounge space. At launch, the casino will feature more than just slot play. Boyd says Cadence Crossing will include two restaurants, a center bar, and a lounge, giving it a more complete offering for neighborhood customers looking to dine, relax, or meet friends as well as gamble. That mix matters in a locals market. Players increasingly expect neighborhood properties to function as everyday social spaces, not just gambling halls. A center bar and lounge can help give the property a more relaxed, familiar feel, while the restaurants provide reasons to visit that go beyond gaming alone. For Boyd, those details also support longer stays and repeat visits, both of which are important for local casino economics. Boyd expands at the right time. Boyd Gaming executives first said in early February that the property would open in late March, but the exact opening date had not been publicly confirmed until now. The March 25th launch gives the company a clear milestone as it reshapes its footprint in Henderson. The timing appears deliberate. Opening a larger, updated casino as nearby residential growth continues could allow Boyd to capture demand early and build loyalty in an expanding market. That is especially important in a region where neighborhood casinos depend heavily on becoming part of residents' everyday routines. For Henderson, the launch adds another entertainment and dining option tied directly to community growth. For Boyd Gaming, Cadence Crossing is both a replacement and a bet on what this part of southern Nevada may look like in the years ahead.